Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Before the break, Greg, we were talking about a point in your marriage where you sped off in a car. I'm picturing like a sports car and your hair blown in the wind. Sorry. I don't know why that's the picture. But Julie, you got before the Lord and cried out to God, and he started to speak to you just about your own heart. And Greg, my question for you to think about during the break is, when you started to see God get a hold of her, what did that do in you?
Well, I wrote another book, and it was the book on being stubborn.
So, your bestseller, not, right?
Not literally, but really at the time, and maybe now in some ways, I don't know. But really at the time, in the most negative sense, I was extremely, extremely stubborn. And so really what happened is, as Julie began to surrender herself and surrender me to God. And when we address this in the book, I tell the guys or whoever's reading my section, you know, read that again, because I didn't say she surrendered to me. She surrendered me to God. In other words, she gave up this idea of being my Holy Spirit. Okay, and I'm not picking on her. I'm going someplace. And when she did that, what happened is it softened my heart. So, Susie, it changed the whole game, because we could connect now, and it made it to where what I wanted to serve her, I wanted to give her, I could reciprocate. And you know what they say, it takes two to tango, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is it takes one person to step out and change the scene so that transformation can begin. And Julie let out. And as she did, I was able to reciprocate. And it really was a defining moment in our marriage. And, you know, we also learned over the years haven't you learned that there's different layers of surrender?
Definitely.
Right. In other words, I think I've surrendered, and then later on in life I'm looking back and I'm going, wow, I thought I was surrendered then, right? And so I think it's just important to remind the listeners that that's okay. That's part of the process of growth and transformation. You know, we learn as we go along, so don't beat yourself up.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.